I have no idea why they stopped that lesson that Maria was reading at verse 5, because the best part was yet to come.
Yeah, really.
Weird. Anyway, if you would look at the Hebrews chapter 1, we're going to go on past where Maria was and look at verse 8. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 says, of the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The righteous scepter is the scepter of thy kingdom. I have been accused over my 68 years of being a Scrooge at Christmas time. I probably deserve it, but anyway. But I just don't get into the hype. I really don't. I don't get into the hype of commercial Christmas at all. But I'm really not a Scrooge, okay? I'm really not. I do enjoy the season. And, you know, this is the days are shorter and the nights are longer. It's dark. And I like the lights. Miranda and I were driving up tonight. We were checking out all the lights along the way. And I like the decorations. And it is a joyful time of the year, which is a good thing because we can all get a little bit depressed when it's all dark and dreary as it wants to be at this time of year. But even this year, for example, Miranda and I went to see Christopher performing in every Christmas story ever told. Wow. And then the next night, we went to see the Nutcracker at the Civic Center. That was pretty cool. That was awesome. The Russian Ballet. It was awesome. But since my youth, I have really always wanted to focus the celebration of Christmas on Jesus. I love going to Midnight Mass. We were talking about that before the service started. I used to love to go to Midnight Mass and just the feel of the Lord being present in that service. It's just awesome. And I always looked forward to that. But how is it that we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ and his birth? How do we do that? When Miranda and I were coming home about a month ago, we have a neighbor who likes to decorate at Christmas, and she likes to put out the inflatable decorations and all that in her yard. And we were driving in, and Miranda said, oh, look, Echo started her Christmas decorations. And I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. Nothing celebrates the birth of the incarnate God quite like a polar bear with a Santa cap. But what does the church say? Unfortunately, the church isn't even united in what we say about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure there's prosperity gospel preachers out there who are telling you he came so that you could be rich or whatever it is they say, you know. Christmas pageants, it's all about the kids, is it? I thought it was all about Jesus, but what do I know? Anyway.
One particular kid.
Yeah, one particular kid, exactly, yeah. And then Miranda, when she was a newbie Christian, okay, she converted when she was 22 years old, mind you. She was going to St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Providence, Rhode Island, and they had a midnight mass. And after the service, a bunch of the young people got together and they were having a party. And the young curate of the parish went to the party, but he had to excuse himself to leave early because he had responsibility for the Christmas Day mass. And he said, and I've got to go home and finish my sermon. And one of the young ladies looked at him and said, well, just say something nice about baby Jesus.
That's actually the rector told him.
Oh, okay. All right, whatever. But anyway, just say something nice about baby Jesus. And seriously, what are we celebrating on this night? Of the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The righteous scepter is the scepter of thy kingdom. We are celebrating the baby born to be king. That's who we're celebrating. The baby who was born to be king. We're celebrating God breaking into our dark world and bringing the reign and the rule of the kingdom of light. That's what this night is about. But let's look at some of the prophetic words that were spoken over this baby Jesus, this baby born to be king. Look at Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. The prophet says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end." Wow. Jesus is the baby born to be king, and the government will be on his shoulders. And his government will continue to increase and until it encompasses all the earth and all who dwell herein. And there will be no end to his rule. He will be the all in all. This message that Isaiah prophesied many years before the birth of Christ was prophesied by Gabriel to Mary. We heard about it this morning in the fourth Advent sermon. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. His reign and his rule will have no end, and it will be in the full breadth of the temporal, but also breadth in terms of time. Look at Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from the ancient days." You see, this was not something that just came to pass. It was something that God had intended and established from of old, from the ancient days. God's plan and his purpose was to bring Jesus into the world, quote, in the fullness of time, at the right time. We are all fallen creatures. We are all rebellious. We are all unwilling to be governed. And yet God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to reign and to rule and to bring the kingdom of light. Man's rule is transitory. Just think of how many kingdoms have come and fallen even since the birth of Jesus. Man's rule is transitory. Christ's rule is eternal. I'm sure many of you, most of you, have probably heard of Dorothy Sayers. She was a contemporary of C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien and the Inklings, but she wasn't allowed to be an Inkling because that was an all-male group. So, but anyway, she was around the same time and was very friendly with all those folks. But she wrote a play called Man to be Born King. And in that play, at the beginning of the play, when it's talking about the birth of Jesus, the three kings, Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar, show up in Jerusalem and they meet King Herod. And they're asking King Herod, "Where is he who was born king of the Jews?" And Herod is a little bit upset about all that. So Herod says, "What sort of man will this be that is born to be the king of the Jews?" Melchior says, "Prouder than Caesar, more humble than his slave. His kingdom shall stretch from the sun's setting to the sun's rising. higher than the heavens, deeper than the grave, and narrow as the human heart. Casper joins in and says, he shall offer sacrifice in Jerusalem and have his temples in Rome and in Byzantium, and he himself shall be both sacrifice and priest. Herod says, you speak mysteries. Tell me this, will he be a warrior king? Balthazar says, the greatest of warriors, yet he shall be called the Prince of Peace. He will be victor and victim in all his wars, and he will make his triumph in defeat. And when wars are over, he will rule his people in love. The kingdom of God is a paradox. We want a king on a white stallion, powerful and invincible. But the baby born to be king came in lowly form, in a manger, as the Prince of Peace, conquering in humility. And ultimately, he triumphed in the defeat of the cross. He was crowned king with a crown of thorns. He reigned on his instrument of death. And now he is seated at the right hand of God in the glory of the kingdom. So what exactly are we celebrating this night? Yes, a baby in a manger. A baby born to be king, and he is our king. He is the triumphant ruler of the kingdom of light. In him, darkness is shattered. Evil is brought low through the humble reign of love. He is the all in all. Let me conclude with this. In the Apocrypha, in the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 43, verses 27 through 30, Ecclesiasticus gives us a pattern for the celebration of Christmas. He says, though we speak much, we cannot reach the end. And the sum of our words is, he is the all. Where shall we find strength to praise him? For he is greater than all his works. Terrible is the Lord and very great, and marvelous is his power. When you praise the Lord, exalt him as much as you can, for he will surpass even that. When you exalt him, put forth all your strength and do not grow weary. For you cannot praise him enough. How do we celebrate Christmas? Lights, decorations, dance, ballet, holiday movies, plays, family, rejoicing with great joy, saying something nice about baby Jesus, even a polar bear wearing a Santa cap, it's all okay. It's all okay. We celebrate his kingdom. We celebrate the Christ. We celebrate the baby who was born to be king. And we celebrate his kingdom best by acknowledging him to be the King of Kings and by agreeing to be governed by him. Amen. Amen.